Well, the Celtics raced out to a 15-point first-half lead, but it wasn't enough. ESPN had the coverage of Game 2 last night in Miami.
Pierce blocked by James. Ahead to Wade. Wade puts it up, and a foul!
That Dwayne Wade three-point play, three of his 23 points, helped the Heat rally to beat the Celtics in overtime 115-111. LeBron James poured in 34 and Mario Chalmers added 22 for Miami, who completed its biggest comeback win in franchise playoff history. Rajon Rondo netted 44 points for the Celtics, who will host Game 3 tomorrow night in Boston. In other NBA news, the New Orleans Hornets were the big winners in the NBA draft lottery Wednesday. The Hornets came away with a first overall pick in next month's draft. The Charlotte Bobcats settled for a second. Washington, Cleveland, and Sacramento round out the top five. To the Stanley Cup Final, NBC had the coverage of Game 1 on the ice last night in Newark.
Parise threw on in front off of Zajac on his try, and then Zajac able to tap it along, fed through by Doughty, twisted along, and here's Kopitar moving it along! He scored! Kopitar in overtime, and the Kings have taken game number one!
Andrei Kopitar scored that breakaway goal at 8:13 of overtime, lifting the Kings to a 2-1 win over the Devils. The Kings, who've won 11 straight on the road, are three wins away from their first Stanley Cup championship in the team's 45-year history. The series stays in New Jersey for Game 2 Saturday night. To baseball in the American League, Curtis Granderson and Robinson Cano homered in a 5-run first, and Nick Swisher's 6-inning sac fly snapped a 5-5 tie as the Yankees got by the Angels 6-5. Seattle demolished Texas 21-8, the White Sox topped Tampa Bay 4-3, Kansas City doubled up Cleveland 6-3, Toronto completed a sweep of Baltimore 4-1, Minnesota blanked Oakland 4-0, and two-run homers by David Ortiz and Will Middlebrooks powered Boston to a 6-4 win over Detroit. Over to the NL, Carlos Gonzalez homered three times as Colorado hammered Houston 13-5. Florida downed Washington 5-3, Atlanta held off St. Louis 10-7, Pittsburgh beat Cincinnati 2-1, Arizona topped San Francisco 4-1, Milwaukee downed the Dodgers 6-3, the Cubs outlasted San Diego 8-6, and Jimmy Rollins' three-run homer highlighted a 6-run ninth as Philadelphia dumped the Mets 10-6. At the French Open, first Serena, then Venus. The Williams sisters have both been bounced from the tournament. Venus Williams fell to third seed Agnieszka Radwanska in the second round, one day after her sister Serena was a first-round loser in three sets. Roger Federer earned a record 234th victory at Grand Slam tournaments, breaking a tie with Jimmy Connors. Both of the top seeds had an easy day. Novak Djokovic and Victoria Azarenka straight-setted their way into the third round at Roland Garros. Second seeds Rafael Nadal and Maria Sharapova highlight today's action. And in college football news, Jerry Sandusky's child sexual abuse trial remains on track to begin next week, after the presiding judge rejected the argument by the defense for a delay. The former Penn State assistant football coach is charged with a total of 52 counts involving 10 boys he allegedly abused between 1994 and 2008. I'm Tristan O'Neill, WAMC News.